Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome everybody to this beautiful Friday morning here in the Wairarapa. It has just gone 9 a.m. and you are joining me on the show What's Going On, where I endeavour to bring you as much information about what is happening in the Wairarapa at this moment, our most beautiful region. Isn't it though? It is so good to see the sun out today, and hopefully the temperature will go a little bit higher than it has been lately. It is 16 degrees outside and it's partly sunny, which is awesome to see. I've already got some things out on the line and I am dressed for summer today. I actually have my arms out, so that's really handy because they actually do come in handy, which is even better because they have hands on the end of it, so they're extra handy. So that's really cool. So it is the 17th of January already. Have you enjoyed this year so far? I really have. It's been really cool. I have decided to slow myself down, and in doing so, I feel like I'm running late. I'm not though, so that is really good. Today, I have lots of events to bring to you that I have been able to get from Facebook by posting in the community page and people commenting and bringing us things, so that is really good. I have the midweek in front of me, which I didn't get last week, so this week I have it, and we will go slowly through that together and find events for you as well. Oh, excuse me. I am also bringing you today the latest release from Sinner Man Saint, my friend Blair plays in this band, and they are super amazing. He has been on the show a few times before, and on this show and my other show, which is just fantastic of him. So we're going to play his new release, their new release, very soon. Such a pleasure to be able to do this for you guys. This community, this region, has such an amazing amount of musical people with such talent. So let's just promote that as much as we can. Hey, how about we get into it today? So I am going to start off with my usual. I got my lovely email this morning to remind me of the Farmers Market, which, how could I forget? It's such a fantastic space. With 31 stalls, we have a busy market again this week. TK Gourmet are back with a new menu and their old favourites. Oh, a new menu. Don't you love it? And if they keep the old favourites, that's even better. As are Wild Chicks with their fabulous toasted muesli. Have you seen these guys? They turn up to the market in this really cool vintage style van in pink, and they open up the back and they have the selections of mueslis for you to try, and they really dress the part as well. So it's actually really something cool to see. So there you go. So they have their fabulous toasted muesli. Louise's Plants will have a full range of perennials. These guys know what they're doing, obviously, when it comes to plants, which is, you know, super cool for us who are into them. And the Lions Bookstore will be open again. So if you go to the back of the building where the market is held around mainly, there is a room where the Lions Club have their books. And I'm not just talking about a table of books. This is full of books and really good quality books. So if you want to get your fix and support such a good organisation, go support the Lions Club there. The Gladstone Gardens have ripe tomatoes and fresh vegetables from the greenhouse. Look, I can vouch for these guys so much. The veg is top notch, absolutely. And the Clareville Bakery will have their full range of breads and pastries. Keep me away from them. I'm telling you, they have the best food. Have you been into the Clareville Bakery? You really have to. And if you can't get there, come to the Farmers Market on Saturday where they have their wares, and gosh, they are so good. Why Eggs have a great free range eggs, and we love eggs. You can pick up your bread and your eggs and your veggies just like that. But if that's not enough for you, which I highly doubt it is, we'll have honey and local Kingsmead cheese. Kingsmead cheese, they're award winning. Their sunset cheese, it's the colour of a sunset. Oh, it's beautiful, even though those colours change all the time. This one makes you think of it, and their blue is so good. There's fresh flowers. There is coffee and Middle Eastern street food. That Middle Eastern street food is amazing. Wooden toys, heat packs. Oh, yeah, hand-knitted socks. We need those this summer. And a spinning demonstrations from spinners and weavers. These ladies, honestly, could probably take a motor out of a vehicle and put it back in while they're spinning. They're amazing at what they do. And it's a real treat to watch such talent. Well, not such talent. Is it talent? Talent in their craft. They're crafty. They're very good. There's always live music, which varies. And that is so much fun as well. And there's plenty of place to sit and relax. They have tables out and toys for the kids, big wooden toys and that for the kids to play with. It is a lot of fun. You can relax inside if the weather is still iffy, which, who knows. We hope you will come and visit the Farmers Wairarapa Farmers Market at Solway Showgrounds every Saturday from 9 to 1. So there we go. That is always such a fantastic it is such a fantastic thing to attend. And we like to, we do like to support local, absolutely. I'm trying to find some of the things that I have been told about. We have, look, I'm going to go into the page that they gave to me to look at. I feel like I'm not that. B&L Gardens are open today, selling tomatoes, rhubarb and fresh eggs. Cash only at 111 Tiffity Road, cash only. Like, if you want some beautiful fresh veg and can't make the market, hit those guys up. They are there and they are pretty amazing. I have a lot of things to bring to you. Don't you get me wrong. I do have that, and I will find it. I don't know why I can't find it. Anyway, it is a beautiful day here in the Wairarapa. What are you guys doing later today? I'm driving down to Featherston, and it's going to be nice because I really want to see what's happening in the valley, just seeing the hills and everything like that. It's the Hard Park 10th anniversary event starting this Saturday at Trentham from 2 to 5.30, 15 per vehicle, followed by a barbecue at Trentham. Then Sunday, 10 till 3 at Marston and Motorplex Dragstrip for burnouts. Yes! $20 with under 14 free. That's really generous of them, and I think that's really cool that they do that. Ooh, burnouts. Then later that night, 7 till 9pm in Wellington for a night cruise. Check out their event page. So I think that's actually really, really cool. Thank you, Joe Gregory, for giving me so much information. I will go into your messages as well and dig some more out. Thank you so much. We also have a Battle of the Babes fishing competition. I love that. This year, we're introducing another way to win a prize. Wow. Snap your catch, your crew, your lunch, or your... Okay, I can't say that word. Or your something of the day. I don't know what it is. I had to check that one out. Share your pictures on Facebook or Instagram and tag our page to be in to win a epic prize. So, Battle of the Babes, pre-register. You can register now. Don't miss your chance to enter the draw for 200 cash just by pre-registering. So this is what I'm going on about. You guys are going, what is she even going on about? I'm talking about Battle of the Babes fishing. Beat the line, save the paperwork, and register here. Actually, that was just the registration form. Anyway, it's happening. This is happening in February. I can't really click on the things at the moment, which is really bumming me out. But anyway, Battle of the Babes fishing competition is on Facebook. It is happening in February, and I think that everyone should go out and have a gaze at that. How cool is this? And watch them coming in with the fish. I know that this has been going for quite a long time, and I think that's really, really cool. And yes, you know, it's a very, very cool event. So that's freaking cool. What else do we have? What else do we have? Oh, my goodness, Camille. Cars and coffee. They always go together, don't they? So that is happening this Oh, no, that one's already been. I'm just thinking, oh, here we go. This Sunday, we're back to start the new year off, 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. We have some spot prizes to give away thanks to Repco, the Coffee Ride Cafe, and B&T Automotive and SAS Masterton. We are fully aware of the Hard Park event. They kick off at 10 a.m. at Masterton Motorplex International Drag Strip. With Ministry of Customs kids, so pop down, grab that coffee, enjoy another Sunday at the Harvey Norman car park. We, the team of Cars and Coffee Masterton, would just like to say the support has been huge, and we hope to keep this a regular thing. That would be very, very cool if it's a regular thing. To keep this event going, please, no skids, no burnouts. There will be plenty of action at Motorplex, so see you there. I've driven past this a few times, and I think I may stop and have a look. There are some really, really cool vehicles out there, and their proud owners really want you to tell them how cool they are, because, in all honesty, they are. So there we go. One person who's been really good at giving me information about things that are happening is most definitely Jo Gregory. She's keeping me up to date with things with Motorplex, which is really, really cool. Hey, we Relay for Hope is on the 29th and to the 30th of March. So that's going to be happening. That's for the Cancer Society. You can register at www.relayforlife.org.nz. Celebrate, remember, fight back. F cancer. Damn right. Toast Martinborough. Oh, my goodness. That's this weekend, guys. I'm so glad I'm not working on the trains anymore for that weekend. All honesty, use your imagination, think about it. Are you ready to toast? Toast Martinborough is Sunday the 19th, anniversary weekend, final tickets via Ticketek. We all know what that's about. That's where you get to dress in your fanciest or not so fanciest, it's up to you. And you get to go round all the wineries and the vineyards and try their wine and their food. And it's just absolutely amazing. And you get to hang with your mates, and we love that. Sunday the 19th of January, this isn't Masterton, but this might be something. Well, it's not the White at Upper. This might be something that you really might be interested in. Sunday the 19th of February. No, it's not. It's January 2025. Whanganui Vintage Weekend, Wellington Anniversary, Whanganui Airport are having an Aero Day. The Whanganui Aero Club is having an Aero Day from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. Adults, $10, kids free. We love that. We really do. There's going to be joyrides, scenic flights, static exhibitions, air show displays, and more. So that's something. And Whanganui's not that far away. Is it Whanganui, Whanganui? Whanganui is not that far away. So there we go. How cool is that, that you can take part in that? I'm really cool about that. Hey, I actually do have something that are important to bring to you. On Wednesday, I had the lovely, absolutely lovely Claire Starr join me on the show. And she is someone who does absolutely so much for this community. And she was talking about how we have the East Side, yes, the East Side Festival coming up soon. How cool is that? So at the East Side Festival, we will have a silent auction raising money for Kim's Way Night Shelter. Fantastic prizes to be won. Now, that's going to be huge. Look, Kim's Way is going to be a homeless shelter. I pretty much think that says it all. I don't need to describe that anymore, do I? No, I don't. So we have the East Side. I'm going to get that up. The East Side Festival 2025 coming up very soon on the 15th of February from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at Majuro Park. There's going to be live entertainment. This committee, not just Claire herself, this committee that she told me has been running for quite a while, is bringing you, who are bringing this to you, have she's gonna got some really good talent, and I mean really cool talent. I read the names out the other day, but I can't remember them now. Here we go. We're truly blessed to have an incredible lineup of performers this year. Cruzy, DJ Fritter, Lobster Rasta, G.Zero, Native One, awesome vibes. This is going to be really, really cool. There's going to be the silent auction, there's going to be music, and they've got something like 31 stores. We have be a culinary haven with a diverse range of Kai stores to indulge in. Come and discover the flavors on offer that will leave you feeling satisfied. Remember to bring cash to ensure you don't miss out on any of the treats, as not all stores will have FPOS available. Have you seen the signs out for this festival? I just think they're beautiful and colourful, and really they attracted my attention straight away, so I think that's really cool. She's given me a little sneak peek of some of the things, the food that's going to be there, and I'm seeing absolutely wonderful, beautiful chicken katsu, creamed bacon and power on chips. Oh my goodness, there's so much stuff here, so that's cool. And Lulu's Takarera is going to be there as well. I probably said that wrong, but that's what happens when you don't know how to pronounce a lot of words. I know how to pronounce them. Hey, you're listening to 92.7 Arrow FM, your community access station, your favourite one. Absolutely. And you're on the show What's Going On, where I endeavour to bring you as much as I can about what is happening in the region. Yeah, so look, what's happening at the Carterton Event Centre? That's always been a fantastic one. On Saturday the 15th of February at 7:30, prepare for an unforgettable night of laughter and entertainment for all ages, showcasing four of the best stand-up comedy talents from the Down Under Bunker, New Zealand's newest comedy club of award-winning and seasoned international headlined artists and rising stars. That sounds like it will be really cool. Hey, look, it has just gone 9:15. So I am going to now play Cinnamon Saint's latest release. These guys played at the Summer Hummer last year. They're absolutely fantastic. Was it last year or the year before? I think it was the year before that. Anyway, here we go. Cinnamon Saint, Long Way From Home.
Well, she's out to get it.
Yeah. Oh, that was awesome. That was really, really cool. That was Cinnamon Saint with A Long, Long Way From Home. Or A Long Way From Home. Blair, that was really cool. I feel very honoured to be able to play this for you on this station, on this show. So thank you so much for you guys making such wonderful music from the Wairarapa, New Zealand. Thank you, Cinnamon Saint. So anyway, you are listening to 92.7 Arrow FM, your community access station. It is your radio DJ's favourite station. Anyway, it is 9:20 on a Friday morning in the 17th of January 2025. If you did not realise, we had just gone into another year. This is the show where I endeavour to bring you as much as I can, as much information about what is going on in our beautiful region, Te Wairarapa. Also, things from around the wider community, which I call New Zealand anyway. So on the 2nd of March, look, the Carterton Event Centre holds so many great events. They have the best space for doing it. So the Royal New Zealand Air Force Band has said, yeah, we'll come play Sunday the 2nd of March at 1:30 p.m. Come along and be delighted by a considerable collection of music from bagpipes to big band, marches to musical theatre and classical to country. We've got it covered. Don't miss the opportunity to hear the splendour of Aotearoa's favourite symphonic band. These guys have been going forever. You know, they get new members, blah, blah, blah. But I remember going to see them on a school trip as well, and it was just absolutely fantastic and very, just such a buzz. So get along and watch that. We're jumping forward to May now. So these are just things that you know that you can go and get tickets for now if you want to. The Bruce Springsteen Experience New Zealand Tour 2025. The Bruce Springsteen Experience, Friday the 30th of May at 7 p.m. The Boss. Bruce Springsteen Experience is an international level show honouring the timeless music of Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. With a full 9-piece lineup, The Boss presents Bruce's music at a captivating level of visual and audio excitement. Oh, it would be. He's got a lot of fans, obviously. That was redundant, but yes. How cool would that be? I'm not keen, but I'm really keen in August to go to the Fleetwood Mac experience. It's probably the closest I'm ever going to see Beatles, like, kind of seeing the real band. You know what I mean. This is on Saturday, the 2nd of August. I know, we're just in January. I'm just telling you so you can get your tickets now. Embark on a musical journey through the iconic era of a Fleetwood Mac. Immerse yourself in the timeless classics and chart-topping hits that defined a generation. Absolutely. As our talented musicians faithfully recreate the magic and allure of Fleetwood Mac's unforgettable sound, which is an unforgettable sound. They are amazing. If you're a fan like me, which I know, I think they're amazing. So that would be something really fun to go and see. I would say just turning the pages when I don't need to. And I am going to look here right now. So how exciting is this? I'm excited. I'm going to double click on that and that will make it open. Summer Hummer. This year's Summer Hummer. I look forward to this. There was a time when they didn't have it for a while, so I'm really glad that it's back. Catch live music at the Summer Hummer in Marsden, playing at Queen Elizabeth Park during summer for only $2. That's $2. $2, $2, $1, $2. How cool is that? You do have to register by a ticket because there will be limited spaces. I mean, there's going to be heaps of space, don't get me wrong, but imagine if everyone decided to go and you couldn't get in and you were like, should have registered my $2 ticket. Well, there you go. Bring the family to Queen Elizabeth Park for miniature train rides, pedal boat rides, fun on the new skate park, awesome skate park, and much more. Then catch live music at the Summer Hummer featuring Cassie Henderson, the Dead Zephyrs, and Broda Betts, among many more bands like the Coffin Fits. You guys are awesome. Food trucks will be on site or bring your own picnic. Reserve your $2 ticket on Eventfinder here. Gates open 1 p.m. Music starts at 1:30. Brought to you by Trust House and the Elevate Community Trust. Look, how cool is that? It starts at like 1:30. You're going to get all this beautiful talent playing this music for you. You're going to be amongst it. Everyone's going to feel that awesome vibe. I've never heard of really bad stuff happening at Summer Hummer, so let's get down there. Bring all the kids. Grab grandma. grab great grandma out of the home and make a day of it and just have fun and feel that vibe and feel that groove and get it on. It's going to be awesome. So that is the Summer Hummer. Next month, we also have the Golden Shares coming to Masterton. Oh, bless. Here we go. The Golden Shares catch the world's premier shearing, wool handling and wool pressing championships in Masterton as the best of the best battle it out for the title of Golden Shares champion. Don't miss the chance to be part of it on Thursday, the 27th of February to Saturday, the 1st of March. Listen to this, guys. There's up to 500 competitors, national and international, will converge on Masterton for the world's premier shearing, wool handling and pressing championships. The three-day event encompasses novice, junior, intermediate, senior and open shearing competitions along with junior, senior and open wool handling events and singles, pairs and women's wool pressing competitions, as well as the coveted triathlon award. That sounds interesting. How cool would that be? The Golden Shares is great family viewing with atmosphere, action and excitement accumulating, with the finals held on Friday and Saturday night. Coming in 2026 is the 20th Golden Shares World Shearing and Wool Handling Championships. That's next year. Wow, I future jumped a whole freaking year there. So that's at the War Memorial Stadium on Dixon Street, if you didn't know. And there's single and multi-day passes available. So that should be pretty cool, guys. It is cool. They used to have Miss Golden Shares, and I'm not too sure if they still have that. That was fun, wasn't it? So that we have the Golden Shares coming up as well. This Saturday, this sounds nice. It really does. The Lighthouse Gin Garden Party, Martin Barra's own craft gin. Lighthouse is starting the Toast Martin Barra Party early with an afternoon of music, local fare, Lighthouse gin and tonics and cocktails on Saturday, tomorrow. Settle in for an afternoon of gin. Yeah, that doesn't sound like it's going to... No, let's just not even go there. Settle in for an afternoon of gin at the Lighthouse Gin Garden Party over Wellington Anniversary Weekend on Saturday. Join distiller Rachel Hall at the Runholder Cottage and Shaded Gardens for cocktails. Taste fine fare from food trucks alongside local cheese and charcuterie platters. Oh, man. From the Runholder Kitchen and dance the afternoon away to live music. Local beers and te kairanga wines will also be served. Whether warming up for Toast Martin Barra or looking for an excuse to get out of the city for the day, the Lighthouse Gin Party is the perfect way to spend a summer's day in Martin Barra. Tickets are limited, so go to iTicket to get to those tickets, and that is at the Run Holder. It just sounds lovely. Oh, I used to love a gin. I love gin. I haven't drunk it for a very long time, though. So there's that. Right, the Wairarapa Wines Harvest Festival is happening on Saturday, the 15th of February. Find beautiful scenery, world-class local wine, delicious food, and great bands at the Wairarapa Wines Harvest Festival. World-class wines are paired with outstanding local produce of Wairarapa Wines Harvest Festival. Sample wines, meet the winemakers and enjoy delicious fruity treats from locally paired restaurants and caterers. Held at a beautiful sheltered riverside setting locally known as the Cliffs. It's the Cliffs. On the banks of the Rua Mahanga River, you can relax under the old trees, listen to live music or shake it on the dance floor. Just 10 minutes drive from Masterton and Carterton. Festival goers can come via train from Wellington and catch a shuttle bus to this event. That is out at the Cliffs. We love the Cliffs. It's such a cool place to go to on Saturday. It didn't say what time it was starting, but visit their website and you will be told all about it. That's really cool. You're listening to 92.7 Arrow FM, your DJ's favourite radio station. Your favourite DJ's favourite radio station. I'm making that up, of course I am. Sounds good to me, though. Hey, guess what's happening soon? And, oh, this is awesome. Martinborough Fair. The Martinborough Fair, one of the largest and most popular craft markets in the Southern Hemisphere, is held on the first Saturday of February and March every year. Come and enjoy more than 500 quality stores, bustling crowds, live music and delicious food. I just got put off by the bustling crowds. Shop the fabulous Martinborough Fair for an enormous variety of top quality New Zealand made craft and clothing. And I'm talking top quality, folks. Man, I really enjoy crafters and markets because I am one. I'm not a market. I've been to a market. You know what I mean. Don't change my words like that. It's not unusual to have more than 500 stores for you to choose from, with thousands of people flocking to town. Look, we're talking thousands. It's not even an exaggeration, guys. Flocking to town to browse their wares. In addition to stores, the day also offers live music and street food, all set around the town square and Union Jack streets of Martinborough. Did you know that most of Martinborough, like the main part, is set out like the Union Jack? That's why there's that. Yeah, it's cool. Anyway, it's cool. All set, here we go, held on the first Saturday of each February and March. The Martinborough Fair is run by the dedicated South Wairarapa Rotary Club. These clubs, like the Lions Club and the Rotary Clubs and that, they do such amazing things for communities all across the world. So that is in Martinborough, and the first Saturday of February and the first Saturday of March. That just does, that does sound really cool. Here's what I was looking for. My beautiful partner Scott tagged me in this, and I just couldn't find it. Hops in the Vines. What's that about, you say? I don't know. I'll read. Join Brewtown at Matahiwi Estate for a mouth-watering selection of craft beer and wines at Hops in the Vines over Wellington Anniversary Wellington on Saturday, tomorrow. So that's tomorrow, guys. Savour the best of Brewtown's craft beer. Hey, who's been to Brewtown? Me, I've got my hand up. Brewtown is very cool. I went there on my partner's birthday last year with a friend, and there's just so much to do, like so much to do. We went on a really quiet day, so most of like the food and that wasn't open, I don't think. Oh, I can't remember. But it was really cool, and I watched Scott and our friend go round and round on the stock cars. It was so much fun. Savour the best of Brewtown's craft beer alongside fine wines from Matahiwi Estate at Hops and Vines, featuring crafted beers from Panhead Custom Ales, Boneface Brewing Company, Te Aro Brewing, Kereru Brewing Company, and Wild Kiwi Distillery. There really is a beverage. I tell you, I have not had any of these beverages this morning at all. I had a cup of tea. Top-notch local food trucks serve up delicious food, and local bands fill the dance floor, surrounded by Brewtown's iconic retro couches, pallet furniture and hay bales. Do you know how much you can make out of pallets? Pallets are so versatile, man. And just go on like YouTube and that, and pallet furniture. What can you do with a wooden pallet? There's so much that you can sit on the pallet furniture and the hay bales. Great spots to enjoy the breathtaking vineyard views. Parking is available, or you can catch the bus from Brewtown with pickups in Martinborough, Featherston, Greytown, Carterton and Masterton. Self-contained campers are welcome next door at La Gra Winery. Winery. this is going to be at 286 Pyrrhow Road. Oh, my landlord lives on that road. Is it at his house? Wouldn't surprise me. No. So that sounds really, really cool, guys. What a lot of fun to go and do with your friends, you know. We love the live music. We love getting up there and dancing and stuff like that. So you are listening to 92.7 Arrow FM, and this is the What's Going On show, where I endeavour to tell you what's going on. Yeah. There's always open days at the old people's homes if you want to go and check them out for your future. Hey guys, hot cars kill. With summer here, parked cars can reach temperatures of 40 degrees Celsius in just 10 minutes, even with windows slightly down. Dogs in hot cars will quickly wind suffer and cook and can easily die. I added that cook bit because that's what happens, and they cook from the inside out. You guys are evil if you do that. If you see a dog suffering, smash that window. No, I'm kidding. In a hot car and can't find the owner, call the SPCA or call the police. Or if you have no way of getting anyone there, well, I don't know, I could get in trouble for saying this. I'd just smash the window, honestly. Poor dogs. I do not take my dogs out in my vehicle in the summer unless we're driving somewhere to go for a walk or a run. I will not leave my dogs in the car. I just think that's really, really bad. So I'm just flicking through the... What are we doing? We're just flicking through now and having a look at what is going on, because I really can't find much else, and it's bumming me out. Let's go on to Masters and Events, eh? Oh, we've always got the Rira Station Craft Day, which is a really cool thing to go to. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. That is 166 Rira Road, Tainui, Masterton. Tainui, Masterton, from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. I'm looking at a picture, and there's some amazing crafts, a lot of it to do with wool, and I think that's absolutely beautiful, like really beautiful handcrafted stuff. It is a farmer craft open days aimed primarily at knitters, spinners, crocheters and other fibre crafters. So this is really amazing. And it's nestled in the small rural community of Tainui is Rira Station, operating as a hill country sheep and beef breeding farm. How cool is that? Our studio shop is also open during craft shops or by appointment outside these days. Our craft days give you an opportunity to work on your own project. So you can take your own project and work on it there. Take yourself a sandwich or something or two, and coffee, tea and snacks are provided, but bring your lunch if you want to stay a while. Everyone is welcome, the more the merrier. Craft days are primarily held on the third Saturday of every month, but occasionally we do have to juggle the dates. I think that's really cool. Very, very cool. Absolutely. Okay guys, well, I do know that we've got the Wairarapa Balloon Festival coming up in April, but I'll go into that closer to April, eh? Hey, guys, I'm going to shut the show down now. I've covered as much as I can. I'll just flip through the paper to the end. Oh, the temperature's gone up a degree to 17 degrees, so that's quite cool. Very, very cool. Okay, it's telling me to Google... Just a minute. I'm going to Google the summer events. Let's see what comes up. No, it's just all the ones that I've kind of already showed you. I'll go on to the Greater Wellington Summer Events. They're sold out. They're all sold out. Okay, guys, you have been listening to me on the show. What's going on? What's going on? Here at Arrow FM 92.7, where I have just brought you quite a little bit of information about what you could get up to this weekend. Don't forget to go to the car boot sale on Saturday and check out the food stalls there as well, and people selling their goods and whatnot, which we love. We absolutely love. Take it easy. If it gets really hot, sunblock hats, rehydrate. Don't forget, it can get quite bad sometimes. I really enjoyed bringing this to you guys, and I really do enjoy your company. So thank you so much. Go ahead now and enjoy the rest of your day. Ta-ta.